lead-in, we seem to focus a lot on Jesus and what do we believe, we say, or what do we say we believe about Jesus. And that led us into questions and some differences of opinion about whether we believe that God was unique, the only begotten Son, or that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. And as we talked about that, we thought about the Trinity and how does that work? And we couldn't come to consensus on that either. So where that led us to was saying, well, what seemed to us important about Jesus is what Jesus did. And so that led us to this kind of down toward the middle, deeds count more than creeds. And then as we talked a little bit more, we said, well, but we need to talk about God. And that is even more difficult than trying to figure out about Jesus. But there were some things that we did feel that we could say about God. And that is that God is creator. And as we were talking, what seemed to resonate with us very much is that just as Jesus was beloved of God and emanated, you know, came from God, so we do too. And that we share in this. And the creeds that we liked most were ones that really emphasized that sharing in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, being commissioned to bring about the reign of God and that. And so we ended up by talking about perhaps we need to move beyond creed. And as we consider who God is, to develop more ease in talking about God in terms of metaphor, music, poetry, stories, including stories about our own creativity and others who seem to be God for us.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't know if there's more.
Anybody, which group wants to go next? Anyone want to add to that? To it?
Our group tried to emphasize the teachings and message of Jesus rather than the doctrines of the church, and so we tried to summarize the essence of what a creed would be, to focus on love, compassion, forgiveness, celebrate life and all God's creation, be all-inclusive, and finally we had to get a negative one in there, which would be avoid doctrinal statements. And so that would try to condense everything into a very small list of concepts.
And that goes along with the deeds are more important than the creeds. We wanted ours to be a guideline to how to live your life.
Who wants to go next?
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay. Well, we decided that the number one was the infinitely loving God, and we met one that went beyond our little tribal Catholic Christian group. So universality was important, and including diversity. We were very big on the Holy Spirit of God, as the breath of God on earth, infusing energy into spirits, yet weary, isolated, searching, and confused, which is from Joan Chittister's creed. We want to recognize the God within us, and the God who continually reveals himself within us, and not just out there, you know, being channeled down to us from above. God is manifested in both male and female energy.
Yes.
And the Blessed Mother, of course, is a very prime example of that and a good part of our Catholic tradition. We believe God has granted to us and all humanity the same spirit that was in Jesus, creating community and empowering us to be like him. So we certainly didn't want to leave out Jesus, but that's how we saw it fitting together. We acknowledge our need for forgiveness and reconciliation. And another Jesus statement, we believe in Jesus who shows us the way to union with God, which is our ultimate destiny. Did I say everything right?
Yes, you know, everything. Very good.
Good for you.
The thing that I think is interesting with ours is that there's a bunch of things that go back and forth, like the universality there and diversity and inclusive and the loving God, right. Number one, and the love over here. Yeah. You know, when you look, you can see that when we sort of broke it down to just five concepts, we kind of had a lot of things, except we just put a few more words in.
I think we're going to find that when we see all of it.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a common thread, a consensus of what we all feel is emerging.
Would you like me to explain this?
Yes.
Not as easy, I think. We saw the creeds, and in terms of how we express our belief as a very changing and physical thing, and not easily put down in two dimensions. And it evolves, an evolving thing, in how God works in us and through us, and how we see Him. Or her. Or it. Because it is a he, her, and it. It starts in the middle. So I'm going to use... I'm left-handed, as you can see. Now, God is central to our creed, and the aspects of God as father, mother, male, female energy, son, in redemption, in spirit, in action, moving through us. And then we started with makes us one with all creation as a descriptive part of God. And then we have lines going back and forth because the love overarching, cause this could be actually love going through in this direction. So it's it covers and colors everything in how God is and moves. And that was... Roy had mentioned that, and then we expanded on that because that God is love, and we cheated because we had other colors. But then we had that love and aspects of God moving back and forth, God expressing Himself, and the indwelling aspect of God being in us, and how we express ourselves back to God. So this is a two-way conversation. We have respect for all living things and environments. We have care for others. This is actually one of the last ones we did that incorporates all ages and all needs. We have the forgiveness, that God is forgiveness, the indwelling and ever-creating aspect of God, the expressed in all wisdoms and all cultures. And we have the source and ground of all that exists. And then in the unlimited aspect of God, we had that He is beyond thought, and He is universal.
Wow. There we have the image of God.
Last one, we don't even have anything up here. Can I put it over there?
Over here.
Do you want someone to hold it for you?
If I can get it under here, it will work. Okay, thank you. We have a unique group in that we have Bonnie with us, and Bonnie is a member of the United Church of Christ, and they don't have a creedal approach to what we're talking about here. They want to get away from that, so that was an interesting insight from her. And then we started with, why are we doing this? What do we think about on Sunday when we go to church? And so we had a very participatory group over here. Some of them thought that it was boring to say the Nicene Creed, and others thought it was rote. We were just saying it because we were supposed to say it. And somebody said, well, I don't go very often, and I don't remember the words, and then I can... And somebody else said, "What? Well, I can tell when somebody hasn't gone because they don't know the words. Judging whether people remember the words or not. And other people just shut off the Nicene Creed and think about whatever, the statues. But they try to pay attention to what's going on. So then we got into looking at the creeds, and we had the B packet. So we have a lot... Michael Morwitz goes two pages here. So we tried to, we did go through every creed, and we found something that spoke to all of us, and I think it's a really a summary of what you were talking about over there. But we believe in God, present and active in all times. We are prompted to be expansive and inclusive. I think that's a thread that's going mm-hmm. through everybody. We believe in Jesus the Christ, the idea from Alexander Shia that Jesus Christ is not his last name. Christ is a title, so it's Jesus the Christ who leads to what we are meant to become as he infuses energy into our spirits. So we've got the Holy Spirit here too. Jesus, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. We believe in the partnership of women and men. We put women first. It was in Joan Chittister's, I think. Of women and men in God's plan, and forgiveness, respect, and courage to care for God's creation, Michael Morwood. We believe that we were made to be joyful, playful, happy creatures. So, does anybody from the group want to say anything else? Is it kind of summarize what we said? Okay, there we go.
We have one more. Well, I don't really have very much to add. There was a certain amount of ambivalence in our group as to whether or not a creed is necessary to be recited together at a liturgy. So with that ambivalence to start with, we became kind of simple. We liked Keith's idea about commitment and relationship and community kept coming up in our group, and the Beatitudes and the message of Jesus being more important than what we may believe philosophically about his Godhood. Certainly a certain amount of tolerance for other people who are in a different place in their own faith walk. And we asked a couple of embarrassing questions like, you say the creed at Mass? And we ended up with, keep it short and simple, if you're even going to have a creed. And what I always come up in my mind is Michael Morwood's phrase, which I just love, is we Christians, we gather around the story of Jesus. I like that. For me, that's good enough.
Thank you all for your participation. We had a couple of announcements. Who is it? Judy, you wanted this.
Yeah, I wanted to, I want to thank Agnes. I think that she does this every week and we forget.
And I just want to at this point announce that anybody who's interested in becoming a long-term Agnes replacement, please come forward.
Okay. The steering committee has been working very hard. The next session starts in January, I think it's the second Thursday in January, and we've decided to do Richard Rohr's book called Things Hidden. So we are going to be taking early registration next week at the luncheon, and it's going to be $45 for early registration and $50 if you wait until January. This is the book, and if we don't have enough to give you next week, we will order them and get them to you before January, before it starts. So this is Richard Moore's. And that brings me to a second announcement, which is the Congress. This is coming up in March. He's going to be at the Congress in L.A. at the Anaheim Convention Center. That the Archdiocese of Los Angeles puts on this Congress every year. It's in March. It's the 19th of March for the weekend, and it's $60, and it's really worth it. I mean, it's $60 and very much worth it. There's lots of wonderful speakers there. Richard Rohr will be there speaking twice. Alexander Shia will be speaking twice, and Rollhauser will be there, among many other people. So I would like to get a big contingent of our group that wants to go down to Congress to hear him. It will be not only fun, but maybe we can entice him to have a little conversation with us if we go down there as a group. I'll write him a letter and see if he would meet with a few of us or a bunch of us, maybe a lot of us, who would go down to the Congress in March. So I'll be having, I hope to get some information on that for next week.
The booklet isn't out yet, but it may be
The booklet?
Is it out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know that, but we can download it or bring some. Okay. So next week, $45 if you want to bring your check and pre-register. We'll be ready for you.
And what is the first date?
The first date of the next session, January
14th, because it's the 8th is a Friday. It's Christmas is a Friday.
January 14th, and it will be 10 sessions from that.
It is
14th, January is the beginning. 10 Thursdays from that.